Welcome to Home Story with Veronica. I'm Veronica Dickes, and today we're diving into the people, places, and decisions that make a house a home. You're watching Now Media Television.
Welcome to Home Story, where we bring your real conversations and expert insights to help you make confident moves in your homeownership journey. I'm your host, Veronica Dickes, and today we're joined by Martinez Livingston. He's an area manager for First American Home Warranty in the Carolinas. Martinez is known for building strong relationships through consistent communication, amazing service, and he's here to help us understand the benefits of home warranty when buying or selling a home, which is very important. We're starting with a topic that many sellers don't think about it until too late, protecting their home while it is listed but not yet under contract. Martinez, welcome to the show. It is a pleasure to have you.
Hey, Veronica. Thank you for having me. So excited Absolutely. To be on the show.
Yes. Now let's talk about why seller home warranties are becoming a smart strategy, not just an add-on. The problem facing many sellers is that once a home hits the market, they're still responsible for everything that could break. And it often feels like one system failure could derail a deal. Now, in your opinion, Martinez, what risks do sellers face once a home is listed?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that, you know, sellers are really seeing is homes may sit a little bit longer now, right? And so what we see in that is the unexpected piece of it, right? With homes sitting a little longer, that means you have a little bit more risk involved, I guess you can say, right? Risk that maybe an HVAC may go out, or you may have a water heater issue, right? So I think the biggest thing that we're seeing now on that seller side is that when homes sit vacant, right, there's a chance that those systems may not be used. There's a chance that, you know, a new homeowner may come in and utilize those systems differently as well. So I think the biggest thing is really just that risk piece and trying to mitigate risk as best as you can as a seller and making sure that you're protecting yourself and you're protecting that financial investment when it's time for that home inspection to happen when you do go under contract.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, when a buyer's under contract, the last thing they want is to deal with issues or something broke down while they're on a contract that scares them off. So that's definitely something to consider when you're selling a home. And in your opinion, Martinez, what risks do sellers face once, what systems actually, from what you've seen that happen often, what systems tend to fail during the listing period?
Yeah, so I think the biggest one, as I just mentioned, is HVAC, right? Yeah. HVAC is kind of always that unexpected thing, right? Like that is the most unexpected system, right? Like you can literally go to bed and have a perfectly working HVAC system and wake up in the morning that same system not be working. And so I think that is the biggest thing that we see, right, is HVAC. And then especially in the Carolinas, right, North Carolina, like our temperature swing. So that is the biggest thing that we see, right, just that swing in temperature. I mean, like, even if you look at this week, right, it was snowing here just this week,
insane.
Right? And you look at next week, it's supposed to be 68 degrees, right?
Yeah, it was, 10 degrees 3 days ago.
And it was just 10 degrees, like 2 days ago. So I think that's the biggest thing that we see. Like, that swing of temperature puts a lot of pressure on HVAC systems.
Yeah.
And most importantly, HVAC system is also the highest thing, right? So not only is it the thing that goes the quickest as far as swings go, but it's also the most costly thing. So I think that's the biggest protector you see both buyer and seller side.
Absolutely. And that's a big ticket, right? If you have to fix something like that, it's typically not $100. It's going to be a lot more. So having something that protects you from that can definitely save the deal.
For sure.
How, in your opinion, how does seller coverage help avoid deal delays? Like sometimes, you know, we'll have something come up in the middle of the contract. And now that happened to me. We have to extend the closing because we had an issue with the HVAC. And now the seller has to fix it. So we have to get quotes and we have to go through all of this process. What's the difference when you have a home warranty program and how does that help avoiding those delays for closing?
Yeah. And so I try to be honest, right? Because that's one of those things where home warranty can be a little tricky. So there's always a way to maneuver a deal and work a deal for the best interest of the individual buyer or seller, right?
Okay.
So when it comes to speeding up the process, I don't necessarily ever like to say, hey, this home warranty is going to speed the process up, right? Because if we're having to fix something while you're still on the market, there's a chance that it could actually do the opposite. But what it is going to do is it's going to save those sellers money, right? Most importantly, it is going to save the sellers money. And that's the biggest thing. We're here to make sure that we save them money on that system, right? Because like you said, you aren't going to fix an HVAC for $100. But every transaction is different. You have some transactions to where we actually can speed the process up if the buyers are willing. And that's the biggest thing, if buyers are willing. So if buyers are willing to go ahead and close on that transaction, knowing they have the protection of that warranty in place to fix that system, then we can easily bridge that gap, go ahead and close the transaction without the delays, right? And then once the buyer moves in, they know they have that protection from the home warranty to get in there and get it fixed after they close. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way with buyers, because sometimes buyers are like, no, I am not signing those documents until I know it's fixed, right?
You know it.
So I try to be honest in that one, right? It's not necessarily always going to be a speed up the transaction sort of thing, or make sure the transaction closes on time. It's more of a bridge, right, to make sure that both the buyer and the seller are happy when it's time for that transaction to close. So I say it's a case-by-case basis, right? Yeah. It's really my role to make sure that we bridge it, though, and both parties walk away happy when things does happen, when a seller has a home warranty on their property that's currently on the market.
Yeah, definitely. And I just thought about this. You know, many of our viewers might not know exactly what a home warranty program is. So let's go back to the basics real quick before we continue to talk about this. So if somebody is buying or selling a home, can you explain to them, summarize what a home warranty program is? And how we can help them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always like one of those questions where it seems like super easy. And like as the home warranty rep, I should be able to just automatically say like, this is what it is. Right. But that's also one of those tricky things, because the way I like to describe it is a home warranty is really there to protect the systems of the home, right? The things that you're using on an every single day basis, right? So we like to say like a home warranty is going to cover pretty much everything that your homeowner's insurance isn't going to cover. So your homeowner's insurance is going to cover like acts of nature, right? You know, a lot of the things on the outside of the home. Your home warranty is really going to cover all the things on the inside of the home that you're really using on a day-to-day basis, right? So the operational things of the home. So I really like to say a home warranty focuses on major five things, right? Which is going to be HVAC, plumbing, electrical, water heater, and appliances. That's really what your home warranty is there to cover. Those big ticket items that nobody wants to be responsible for if they're moving into a property. They don't want to be responsible for someone else's deferred maintenance, as we like to call it, right? So a home warranty is really there to cover those five major ticket items. And then we can start to kind of branch off into some other things. And we're talking, you know, well and septic, or pool coverage, or, you know, pest control and all those sort of things. There's a lot that we'll cover as a home warranty company. But those main things are really those power five, as I like to say, those big ticket items. It's really what the home warranty is there to cover. And then, as you know, just like anything, you know, there's filing a claim. That's filing the claim, paying a service fee, and then our contractor coming out and really delivering on that service of repairing and replacing those systems.
Yeah. And it is for at the beginning, right? You purchase it for 1 year. And if you're a seller, you can go ahead and transfer that to the buyer. So it goes to the buyer, and you can pay for it at closing. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an upfront cost. And then for buyers, please correct me if I'm wrong, what's the option for buyers to get it if the seller is not offering it?
Yeah, so that's the beautiful thing about a home warranty, right? I always preach to all of my real estate agents that a home warranty is really there to protect the transaction, right? Not necessarily just the buyer or the seller. It's really there to protect the transaction. But looking ahead on that buyer side, right? Buyers always have the ability to purchase a home warranty on their own. So if a seller isn't covering a home warranty for that first year, buyers have the ability. There's two ways there. So if the sellers are utilizing the warranty coverage while they're on the market, but they aren't actually transferring that 1 year and paying for that 1 year for those buyers have the option to pay for that warranty at closing on their own. And that is a beautiful thing, because it still goes on your settlement statement, right? You're still paying for that closing. It's not an additional, you know, cost after you close. So you can wrap all that into one, right? So it is a beautiful thing. And then buyers also have the ability to receive what we call discounted pricing, right? So your buyers are going to receive the best pricing, as I call it, when they're going through a real estate transaction, right? So they have the ability to purchase that up to 60 days after they close, right? So if they close today, they have up to 60 days to really still get that preferred or that discounted pricing, as we call it. And then, of course, anybody can add a home warranty at any time, right? If you bought your house 6 years ago and you're like, hey, man, this thing doesn't sound too bad, we still have the ability to add it in as well.
Okay, perfect. So there is flexibility in how you can get it. And again, it's never going to hurt you to have a home warranty program. That's what I tell my clients all the time. And real quick, how long does it take for it to go into effect? Like if we go ahead and sign everything for our buyer or seller today and something breaks 5 days afterwards. And tell me real quick, because we're about to go on the break. How long does it take for it to be effective?
Yes. That's a really simple question. I actually answered that fast because it goes into effect the same day. So if you call me today and we place a warranty order today for your sellers, it's going to go active today for your sellers. And for your buyers, it's going to go active on closing date. Or if your buyers are purchasing a home warranty and they close today, then it's going to go live for them today. So there is no waiting period. The second the payment is made for a buyer, it goes active. And the second it is listed for a seller, it goes active. So same day.
That is awesome. That is so effective. I think everybody should be using this. But that's what we're doing. We're educating our people, right?
That's what we're here for.
We're going to go on a break. But up next, we're going to talk about the fear buyers don't say out loud. What if something breaks right after closing? We'll be right back to talk about that.
Stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation.
Welcome back to Home Story. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Home Story and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, you can also catch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back to Home Story. Here we are with Martinez Livingston, and now we are shifting to the buyer side, specifically one of the biggest fears new homeowners have right after they get the keys. The problem facing many buyers is the fear that something expensive will break right after closing. And now is their responsibility. And it often feels like all of their savings just went into that purchase. Martinez, in your experience and your knowledge of all of this, what are the most common breakdowns after closing that you guys deal with in the home warranty world?
Yeah. Honestly, it's such a case-by-case basis. But I do always say homes are kind of like living, breathing humans, right? So it is always systems and things that are going. The biggest thing that we see is new homeowners utilize systems so completely different than maybe the previous homeowners did. And that's the biggest
thing,
right? And I always joke, right? Like if somebody buys a home from me, they best believe they're probably going to have some sort of issues from the dishwasher, because I never use a dishwasher, right? I'm always hand washing my dishes. And so that's the number one thing that we see. So I will say that is a big one, right? Dishwashers is one of those things that we see a lot, just because everybody utilizes them so differently. And then I hate to come back to HVAC, but it is another one that we see a lot, because people utilize systems so differently. And HVAC is probably one of the biggest ones. Some people are cold natured, some people are hot natured, right? So if you're like me, you probably keep your system like at 72 pretty much all the time, right? It's always between 70, 70.
That's my oven. I go way lower.
Exactly, right? So that's the biggest thing that we see. Like I keep mine pretty consistent, whether it is the summer or winter, right? The only difference is either heat or AC on. Other people are completely different. So like you're saying, if somebody moves in and they used to always keep it at 72 and now they're running this thing at 66, right? Yeah. There's a chance that system is just, it's a living being, right? So now it's being used and pulled and stretched differently than what it was before, right? So that's one of the biggest things that we see is, you know, like those appliances. So dishwasher is definitely a big one. Garbage disposal is another like tricky one that we see a lot of as well. And then of course HVAC is a really, really, really big one. But you'll be surprised. You just never know. Like appliances are probably the biggest one though. I mean, stove as well, like me, like I just started to cook, right? Other people probably cook every day. So appliances is definitely a big one that we see kind of just from different uses, washer and dryers, right? Like me, I wash clothes literally probably like once every week and a half. Like I go through everything I have okay. and I wash everything at one time.
You have none left.
Yeah, like until I have none left. And then you have people like my mother where she washes two loads a day. Yeah. So like appliances that are like going through different transitions in the way they're being used is definitely a big one that we see.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. That makes sense. And we talked about this already. How soon does the coverage start? And you say the day of the, when they sign everything or the day after?
Yeah. So coverage will start the day that they sign everything. So literally on closing day, that coverage will start for buyers. And this is why I think working with a savvy real estate agent is really important, right? Because if the sellers have that coverage on there, right, that coverage is actually going active on the day the sellers put that warranty on. So for buyers, they have a ton of what I call seasoning in that coverage, right? Because of the fact that coverage was already active on the seller side. So really, we're just transferring that warranty. So that warranty has been active all the way up until the time or since the time that the sellers first placed that order. So that's the beautiful thing about it. It is a continuous coverage. It's not like, hey, it's stopping today for sellers and then now it's starting today for buyers, right? Yes, the buyers are getting a year from that date, but that coverage is really continuous. So that is a really big piece I like to highlight, right? So that goes back to what we talked about earlier, where if a buyer is okay knowing, hey, you know, like this system may not be exactly like we want it now, but we're going to file a claim after we close, that coverage is continuous. So that's why I say we're protecting the transaction, not necessarily buyer or seller, because that coverage is continuous. So it starts on that day for buyer, but that's more so for a number of days they're covered compared to coverage actually going active.
Perfect. Okay. So if I just purchased a house and my dishwasher stopped working, walk me through the process. What does it look like for me to put a claim? How long does it take? And, you know, what happens during that time?
Yeah. Great question. So if you move in today and tomorrow your dishwasher goes out, which you'll be surprised it does happen more than I wish it didn't. But yeah, so if that does happen, all you have to do is you can either file a claim online or you can call in to our 1-800 number and file a claim. And from there, they're going to collect a $95 service fee. That's different between which home warranty company you work with. I know everybody may not work with First American, but you should. So with us, it'll be a $95 service fee. And then from there, we will assign a contractor. So most home warranty companies are going to have a in-network contractor. There are some out there that let you choose your own. There's benefits to both. I think the network of contractors is easier for buyers and easier for homeowners. But from there, we'll assign a contractor. That contractor will come out, diagnose the issue. And then depending on whether or not we need to order parts, if not, we'll go ahead and get that fixed whenever that contractor comes out. If not, we may have to order parts and that contractor come back out and either repair or replace it. But I do always put out there that home warranty companies are going to try to repair first, right? Our number one goal is always going to be to repair. So that dishwasher, we're going to try to repair that dishwasher first. If we cannot repair that dishwasher, then we will replace it with, you know, one of similar standard to what's already in the home.
Okay, perfect. And just to make sure I understood correctly, you guys have a network already of contractors that you assign. You only use your contractors, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And I think that makes the process a little bit easier for homeowners. If anybody's ever went to Google and typed in dishwasher person, you'll see it might be 40 that come up and you have no idea who's good, who's not, what person may be coming into your home. So we kind of do that vetting process for them. So all you have to do is call one number and it's really a one-stop shop to everything and getting that appliance or that system repaired.
Okay, perfect. And yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense. Now, I've had, you know, some buyers ask me after they purchased the home. I told them about the warranty program. They, for some reason, They didn't want to do it, and now they want to do it. Can you get a warranty program after you close on the house?
Yeah, you definitely can. So as I mentioned earlier, you have the 60 days to kind of get what we call the real estate pricing, which is, you know, you get kind of an additional benefit, right? If you purchase the warranty while you're going through a transaction. But then you have 60 days from that to still get that pricing. And then if it's after that 60 days, so if it's 61 days to 18 years, it doesn't matter how long you've owned, then you can call me, or you can go online and get pricing with us. It is always better if you leverage your real estate agent. That's kind of a tip I'll give. Your real estate agents have really good partners with their home, have really good partnerships with their home warranty reps. So there is some additional benefits if you reach out to your agent first and have your agent reach out to someone like me, who's the area manager. They'll be able to get you, I don't want to say better coverage, but we do group our coverage a little bit different on this side of the business. And so if you reach out to your real estate agent first, you'll get a little bit of a discount. And then what I like to call, you know, advantageous plans if you reach out to us.
Exactly. Because there are different tiers, right? There's different tiers that the homeowners can get. There's one that, you know, sort of like your typical, your basic, your mid-range, and then the ultra coverage. I don't know what they're called. I'm just I'm trying to explain the idea so that our viewers can understand. So I think it is important. And you helped me personally with my sellers in explaining, you know, what the different programs were, what would be covered, and then we were able to put that coverage on the house while it is still for sale. So if something breaks, then we know it's covered. Now, these sellers, for example, I remember that they bought a lot of new appliances, and we only have 1 minute left, so we have to be very quick. But they bought new, brand new appliances. So they were asking me, well, what's the advantage of getting the home warranty program if we just replace all of our appliances?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I think there's always so many different systems in the home. I think that's the biggest thing, right? And that's why it's so important to work with someone like myself, who you can get on the phone call with and say, hey, we have new appliances. We really could care less about appliances, but this is what we do care about, right? And then we can really tailor that coverage to what's best for that specific client, right? So no, we don't have 80 different packages, right? And it's not like a two-each individual thing, right? But I can get on the phone call with someone and tailor that coverage to be best for their specific situation. So that's the beautiful thing about, you know, calling and working with someone like me, or if it's, you know, a home you lived in for 10 years, calling the agent that you work with, right? And kind of leveraging them. So there's so many systems. There's a lot of things that we protect.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on the next segment, actually, what's covered and what's not. But real quick, how can people get a hold of you if they want to inquire about getting home warranty programs? And be real quick, please. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so my email, which is always, I'm always quick to respond, is mlivingston@fahw.com. And my direct number is 704-244-0648. And then Instagram is Martinez_FAHW.
Beautiful. And we're showing the website so that they can go to the website if they have any questions. And coming up, we are going to clear up the confusion about what home warranties actually cover and what they don't, so that you're not surprised and you don't think like, oh, okay, well, if anything breaks in my house, if the roof falls apart, I got it. I have a home warranty. We're going to talk about that and make sure that you don't make that mistake. We'll be right back after the break.
Stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Home Story with Veronica. We're talking about home warranties today, and it is very important. Home warranties can sound great until people worry about the fine print. There's always a fine print. So let's bring clarity to what's realistic and what is not. Here we have Martinez, who's going to help us with that, because the problem facing many homeowners is uncertainty about coverage. And it often feels like they won't know what's included until something actually breaks. Like I was joking about, right? Like if your roof caves in and you call your home warranty and they're like, no, honey, that's not covered. So Martinez, what systems and appliances are usually covered?
Yeah. So like I said, the big five is really what we really focus on, right? So that's our majors, right? And I'll go back over those. So HVAC, water heater, plumbing issues, electrical issues, and then appliances. And when I say appliances, we're talking kitchen refrigerator, washer and dryer, dishwasher, oven or stove range, and then microwave. And then I also throw garbage disposal in there. I know it's not technically an appliance, but I always throw that one in there because that's also covered. So those are really the big five things that I really like to focus on when we're talking about what's covered. Now, we do some garages as well. And then a rekey service comes with all of our plants, which is also really cool when you move in, get the entire house rekeyed. But those are really like our main focus areas of just the basics of what's covered under a home warranty.
Okay, perfect. And what surprises homeowners think that are covered, but they aren't? What do you commonly see that's covered? No, honey, it's not.
Yeah. So the thing I get a lot of is definitely roofs. Roofs is something.
Oh, really? I was joking about that.
Yeah. I always get the question of roofs. And we do have limited roof leak coverage, but it's very limited. That's why it's important to work with someone like myself and work with your agent, right, who can guide you through that. Because sometimes you can see a brochure and it has all of these shiny things that are covered, right? But it may not be the best use of your dollars if you're looking at a home warranty, right? And I'm always honest with my clients. I'll tell them, yes, there is a limited roof leak, but it's probably not what you're looking for coverage, right? And it's not just a bad coverage. It's just not the best use for home warranty dollars. You know, you have a really major roof issue, you're going to go to your homeowner's insurance, right? So that is a really big one. Another thing I get all the time is windows. I don't know why. But I get a lot of questions around windows.
Okay.
We don't cover any windows. And then the biggest thing we're talking about, like what's not covered, the main thing is pre-existing conditions.
That was one of my questions, pre-existing conditions. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing, right? Especially if I receive a call from somebody who closed, like you were saying earlier, like you showed a home warranty to a buyer, and they said no, and then, you know, 4 months later, you get a call out of the blue like, hey, Veronica, you know, that home warranty doesn't sound so bad anymore, right? Anytime I get those calls, I'm like, all right, let's take a step back.
What happened?
Exactly, right? That's always my first question. Like, before we go any further, let me just ask you, is there anything that's concerning you right now? Because if it's pre-existing, no home warranty company is going to cover it. Right. And that's really just like insurance, right? Like if you have car insurance, and you go get a brand new car insurance and they call you, is anything wrong with the car? And you say, oh yeah, I got in a wreck yesterday, but I want you guys to cover it. They're going to say no shot. Right. So same thing on home warranty. So pre-existing is really anything that was already broken before the home warranty, coverage went into effect. Now, the good thing with us, and this is not every company, we will cover unknown pre-existing conditions, okay, right? So that is a really big piece of it. So if it's something to where there is absolutely no idea you knew this was wrong with this, right? And then it goes out, we'll cover it. So, you know, water heater is probably one of the biggest ones, right? Where, you know, if your water heater has rust or erosion, right? Some home warranty companies will automatically say that's pre-existing. That means that thing was leaking. We will not cover it. With us, it's slightly different, right? If it's an unknown pre-existing condition, most people are not going, you know, in their crawl space and looking at their water heater.
Right.
Like, so in most cases, that's something that's going to be unknown pre-existing condition. So we do cover unknown pre-existing conditions. The main things are like the known conditions, right? So if you call us today, and you closed 6 months ago, and tomorrow you call us and say, hey, my HVAC isn't working.
Yeah.
Realistically, that probably was
a red flag.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, so that's the main thing when you're talking about not covered. It's those things that are pre-existing.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, I'm the seller and I got the home warranty program and I'm under contract, the buyer did an inspection, and the inspector comes back and says, you know, the water heater does need to be replaced because there is a leak, blah, blah, blah. What happens with coverage then for the seller? Because the seller owns the coverage at that point.
Yeah. So that's a tricky one. And I love that question because I have this conversation all the time. And this is kind of taking a step back as well. Home warranty companies, and when you talk about not covered, this is like a nice bundle of all of that. So home warranty companies are not there to cover preventative things, right? And that is another thing I get a lot from clients where they want to have something done preventatively.
Okay.
Right? Home warranties are not there to cover preventative issues. They are there to cover actual stoppages, right? This system or this appliance is not functioning as intended. So in that specific example, just because the water heater is leaking, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be able to file a claim because the water heater is still working. So if there's like an active leak, right? And we can see the active leak, and that's different. We can probably file that claim. Okay. Right. But
so if it's an immediate need, if it's like an emergency, this has to be done right now.
Exactly. Right. Okay. But just because your inspector goes out there and says, hey, there's some rust around this water heater, but he doesn't see an active leak. And the water heater is working for you're getting hot water. Then that's not something we can file a claim on because the actual system water heater is functioning as intended. The home is getting hot water, right? So there really isn't anything for us to file a claim on. So it is a really big piece of it. There has to be an actual stoppage or system failure for us to file a claim.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Definitely. And how, you talked about coverage limits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you elaborate maybe on a couple of other examples on how the coverage limits work so that our viewers can really understand?
Yeah. So that's a beautiful thing, right? Every home warranty company, and if you're ever shopping home warranty companies, that's the main thing you want to look at. And it's funny, my grandma was actually shopping home warranty companies. I was like,
how dare she?
But yeah, and I tell her the same thing. You always want to look at coverage limits. That's a big piece of it. So for us, for example, we'll cover $3,500 per appliance.
Okay.
So what that means is for parts, labor, or appliance, you're covered up to $3,500 for that specific appliance. So for a refrigerator, you're covered up to $3,500 for that refrigerator or dishwasher. So every home warranty company you work with is going to give you a service contract. And this is when we start talking about what's covered, what's not covered. You'll get a service contract that's going to have every single thing that is covered and not covered if they're a good home warranty company and the coverage limit.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see all of that. And the most important thing you know at home warranty companies is what we're covering is the cost of the system, parts, and labor. That is the basics of what the home warranty company is covering up to that coverage limit.
So that really does give you a lot of peace of mind if you are, you know, a seller or a buyer getting that. Because, again, you know, the unexpected can happen. And if it's covered by the home warranty program, that we're talking about a substantial amount here.
Yeah.
Can you give us an idea of the price range of the programs that you guys have so that our viewers really, I mean, because maybe they're thinking, well, what's this going to cost me, $3,000? Like, give us a little bit, if you can, give us a little bit of a price range of what we're talking about in regards to the cost of coverage.
Yeah, of course. So if you're going through a real estate transaction or you're working with a wonderful real estate agent like Veronica, who's going to call me and make sure that you get the best price. So you're looking at $535 for basic plan.
Yeah.
it's fairly affordable, I would say. And I have our plans on my own personal home and my investment property. So I stand behind it. But yeah, so $535 for basic plan. I'll be honest, I typically recommend our clients to have a little more coverage on top of that basic plan, if I'm being honest. Our Eagle Premier plan, which is our middle plan, that's going to cover all your basic necessities. So that's going to cover those big five I talked about, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to cover everything under that big five that I talked about, all your appliances and those systems. That's going to be $700. And it is cheaper if you have a townhome or a condo. That pricing is cheaper.
Right.
So you save a couple hundred dollars if you have a condo or a townhome compared to single family home. And then our max coverage, which is like the tip of the top, you know, the best of the best, coverage is going to be $840 for a year.
Not even $1,000.
Not even $1,000, and that gives you the absolute best coverage on all systems and appliances in your home.
And remember, sellers, again, work with their agent because we hook you up. You can pay for this at closing from your profits, so it doesn't have to be an upfront cost. And buyers, sometimes we can actually have the sellers pay for it for you. So we can negotiate that. So it's definitely something you want to ask your real estate agent. If they're not bringing it up, which they should, if they're not bringing it up, then definitely ask the agent that you're working with, hey, can you please share, you know, your home warranty, preferred vendor? Let's get some information on that. So up next, Winston, this was awesome. We are going to talk about a group that treats homes like a business, landlords and investors, to which I am one of them. So I definitely want to talk about this and how home warranty can really help this group of people. We'll be right back.
Stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Home Story with Veronica. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorites, streaming live and on demand whenever and wherever you want. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English, and Espanol. If you prefer podcasts, you can listen to Home Story anytime on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv, covering business, breaking news, lifestyle, culture, and more. Now Media TV is available 24/7, so the stories you care about are always within reach. Welcome back again to Home Story with Veronica. And our final segment is for landlords and real estate investors. I know that many of our viewers are a little bit of both. People managing properties where one repair can quickly eat into your profits. Martinez, the problem facing many landlords is unpredictable maintenance costs. We don't know how the tenants take care of the property, right? Mm-hmm. So things can happen. And it often feels like one emergency repair can wipe out months of cash flow, especially if, you know, the profit margin is not very large. So in your opinion, do landlords use home warranties differently than homeowners?
Yeah, I actually have a lot of landlords who manage multiple properties who have home warranties. And the really cool thing is, especially with us and probably most home warranty companies, is you want to make sure that if you're managing properties, that you're letting your home warranty company know that. That is a really big piece of it, because we have what's called like a portfolio management program, right? Where if you have 10 plus units with us under a home warranty, you have your own person that you reach out to that kind of handles your claims and manages your claims. So that is a really big piece of it. Because if you don't, the thing is, it you can run into issues here and there, right? If you don't have that kind of special service, because as we know, you handle tenants a little bit differently than what you handle your own personal home.
Right.
So it is a distinction there, and you have to make sure that you are using it right. But like I said, we have a ton of property managers and just, you know, clients who own one or two properties that have home warranties on there, but it is a little bit of a niche, and you have to make sure that you set proper expectation for sure with your tenants.
Definitely. Now, are the plans about the same? Do they last for 1 year? Do you renew them annually, or is it different for landlords and investors?
Yeah. So the plans are actually a little cheaper. You're looking at rolling in 10 or more, so you do get a discount for that. And then from a coverage perspective, renewal perspective, everything else is pretty much the same. Excuse me. The only difference is going to be just the handling of the actual claims process, whether you're going through a 1-800 number or you're working directly with, your associate that's kind of assigned to your portfolio. But outside of that, you know, process is going to be the same. The main thing is that you are getting a little bit of a discounted price if you have, you know, 10 or more. And then the main thing is, like I said, just setting an expectation with your tenants when they're moving in and when repairs come up.
Okay. And as an investor who has different kinds of properties, What kind of properties do you cover? Regular homes, townhomes? Do you cover any manufactured homes, trailers, or what is covered under a warranty?
Yeah, we really cover all kind of homes, honestly. So everything
trailers?
Is covered. Yeah. So we do cover.
I'm gonna call you after this.
give me a call for sure. And those are much cheaper too. Like I said, I think the modules are $470 for a basic. So it's a much cheaper plan. And then if you have 10 plus modular, then it's even cheaper than that. We cover modulars, we cover townhomes, condos, single family homes, and then we also cover ADUs. So if you have an ADU in the back, we'll cover that as well.
Oh, nice. Okay. Can you explain what ADU is?
Yeah. What's the actual term? I'm so used to just saying ADU.
Additional dwelling unit.
Yeah. Exactly. See, that's why you need realtors.
God I knew. Otherwise, I would be embarrassed. You're like, I don't know what that is. So like when you build something for your in-law apartment on top of the garage, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. So that is, well, if it's attached to the property, the actual home will cover it.
Okay.
So really what I'm talking about is when people are building kind of in the backyard. A lot of people will build an ADU in the backyard. If you have a really big lot, you're building a separate, a separate smaller, maybe like 500-600 square feet. Suite back there where it's just, bathroom, kitchen, one bedroom sort of thing. And we do cover those as well.
That makes sense. Okay. That is really good to know. And how can warranties help control maintenance costs, in your opinion?
Yeah. So I think that's a great question. And I always, anytime we're talking investment, I always go back to you have to set proper expectation.
Yeah.
Because what I see a lot of the times on investment is the investors want one thing and the tenant want another. So the investor wants to save money, which the home warranty will do, because it's going to operate the same as if it's a owner-occupied home, right?
Okay.
So if you're talking about an HVAC, I mean, if you're looking at a retail cost, it could be 70, 75%, 80% that you're saving on the actual retail cost if you have a home warranty. The issue with that often comes, if you have an HVAC issue, your tenant isn't going to want to wait 2 or maybe 3 days for that to be done. They want someone out there today. They want their AC back working today, and they do not care that you're trying to save 70 or 80% on your cost, on your maintenance cost. So that's the really big thing when you're talking about setting expectation. You have to set an expectation with your clients that, hey, we have a home warranty on this home. The process may take a little bit longer, but maybe we'll credit something off of the rent because you're going these couple of days without AC or without heat or without hot water, right? Because as we all know in this life, you can save one or two things, time or money, right? So the home warranty is there to save you money, but that may come with a little bit of sacrifice on the time piece.
Okay.
So when you're working with tenants, you do have to really set that expectation of, hey, this may take a day or two longer than if I didn't have this home warranty company, but I'm going to pass some of these savings off to you. And that's really, like I said, I own investment properties. And so I use the warranty on my investment properties. And that's really how I structure that conversation with my tenants is, hey, this is going to take a little bit longer, but I'm going to pass this cost savings off to you. Right. And that makes them feel more included. It makes them feel like, hey, he's not just leaving me out here for a couple of days while he deals with this issue and saves all the money.
Definitely. So First American Home Warranty works well for rental properties. Is that the conclusion
yeah.
of the conversation?
Yeah, it does work well. Yeah, it works well for rental properties. I will throw a quick note in there. It is not something you use on short-term rentals. If anybody's thinking that, short-term rentals is a whole nother ball game.
That's a great topic. Okay, let's talk about short-term rentals real quick. Why is it not a good fit for that?
Yeah, I'll be super quick. I own short-term rentals as well.
Yeah.
It's not a good fit because at the end of the day, most people are only in there for 2 days or 3 days, right? And you're doing quick turns. And in most cases, the pressure that comes down from that tenant to get that issue resolved immediately doesn't translate well to you being able to call your home warranty company in and get it done. It can be done. But it's a really tricky thing. If you work with me directly, sometimes I can maneuver it where we reimburse for the cost if you get it done. But I will just say, if it's a newer home, Maybe if it's an older home, it definitely doesn't work. Because the number of issues you'll see compared to the timeline to get it done just doesn't correlate with what guests are looking for you to keep good reviews.
No, 100%. You're right. I mean, you, short-term rental is a different beast. Yeah. No, I love that. Martinez, this has been amazing. Again, please remind us, where can people go in to find out besides talking to their agents?
Yeah.
And if we have any agent viewers, please contact Martinez. He's absolutely amazing. He has helped me with my clients directly, and the level of service has been incredible. But where can people find your information? How do they reach out to you or to First American Home Warranty?
Yeah. So our website is going to be homewarranty.firstam.com. So that's if you want to go direct to our website and just kind of look at everything. If you're not in the Carolinas, you can find local area managers across the entire nation because we are a nationwide company. And then if you're in the Carolinas, North to South Carolina, and you're looking to work directly with me, my email is mlivingston, LIVINGSTON, at FAHW.com. That's just First American Home Warranty, .com. And then you can always follow me on social media, which is Martinez_FAHW.
Beautiful. And just to do a quick summary of what we talked about, home warranty programs are pretty much for everybody except short-term rentals. So if you are a seller, if you are a buyer and you're in the middle of a transaction, it's not too late. You can always add that into the contract before closing.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you ask your agent. And if your agent doesn't have Martinez information, then write it down for them and give it to them. And
tell us
to contact Martinez. But you can always find out the information by going to the website as well. It is very beneficial if you have rental properties and if you have over 10, and please correct me if I'm saying anything wrong, then you will get a great discount.
Yeah.
And it is just a wonderful thing to have. And honestly, the cost is not that high. So tax deductible, baby. Make sure it's a business expense. Add it on there if you're an investor or if you're a landlord. It's definitely going to help you out. Martinez, thank you for breaking down a topic that often feels confusing and turning it into something practical and empowering. Today, we learned how sellers can protect deals before they fall apart, how buyers can reduce closing panic, what home warranties really cover and what they don't, and how investors can use them as a financial planning tool. For everyone watching, protecting your home isn't just about insurance. It's about peace of mind and smart preparation. Thank you so much, Martinez, for being on the show. I am Veronica Vicas, and this has been Home Story with Veronica, where every home has a story, and every story deserves smart guidance.